The Parshas of Lech Lecha starts the Mahalach of Avraham Avinu. It starts a new tkufa in the world from the Alpayim of Tohu to the Alpayim of Torah. But the way, the oifen in which the Torah, in which the Torah writes it and starts the Parshas is very strange. There's nothing written about Avraham's past. He was born, and that's it. L'chura, the whole Mahalach, until he became Avraham Avinu, not a thing's mentioned about it. The Torah starts as abruptly as could be. Not a single thing about what was. The Chazal supplement the Inyanim. Ramban says that the reason is because since it was still with the toss of Avodah Zarah, learning it and understanding it would mean going through Malach Avodah Zarah. The Torah doesn't write down Sheker and so on. But because it's Aledova Zayimah Darsheni, that the Torah starts with the parasha of the whole Metzias of Avraham Avinu, the whole Metzias of Klai Yisrael, everything that's coming afterwards, this is where it starts from. And the Torah doesn't start with any... with no background, no history, no past, nothing. Just Lech Lecha Ma'atzim Atzim Esavicha L'Sarecha. There's a shayla also that Be'emes, he already was partially gone. He had already left a little bit before he had gone from the Arzecha Maladcha, and he hadn't quite reached Canaan, but he was going there. So the Rishonim say that it meant to go completely, but b'chol eifin, it's not as if he was still living over there. So what's the mechuvan of the Torah? The Torah should have said completely go to Eretz Yisrael. Also, the seder pasuk is strange. It should have been, if I tell somebody I want you to go to this place, so I can tell them I want you to go to this place. I know it's a great sacrifice on your part. You're going to have to leave your family. You're going to have to leave familiar territory. But b'chol zeis, go there. When I want to tell somebody, I want you to open up an office in Africa for me. So I'll tell them, I need somebody to open up the office in Africa. I know that I'm asking a lot. I know it's hard. And this is a lot of sacrifice. And means this. B'chol zeis, I want you to do it. It shows the Rosh Hashanah of Rom, Lecha Oretz Asher Eka, That's the Nisoyan. In other words, if in order to go to Eretz Yisrael, one must leave the base of and the Eretz Yisrael. That's really the Seder Advar. Instead, the Pasuk says Me'atzum Latchem Esavicha. Also, the fact that it says Lech Lecha, Rashi says Lanoscho Tevascha, Shem Esavrei Godel V'Kan Itatzeich Lebanim, and so on. The pasuk, the word lecha meaning la noscha doesn't quite mean la noscha. It means lech lecha. It's for you. In other words, the going there is something to do with the mahalach of Avram, which is a toive. In other words, for a person to realize itself, there's a toive in it. But what's the seder psukim? It says, instead of saying lech me, if we were doing it logically, we'd say go to the place I'm telling you, even if it's a great sacrifice, but it's for your benefit. The seder psukim is the exact opposite. Go for your benefit, away from atzum atzum esavicha, elor atz asherekha. Going back to something very before in the Brachos. Let's see another Nekuda of Avraham Avinu, one or two other Nekudas. Avraham Avinu asked Bamo Eda. First, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, Tzei Mitzdek Nina Shalcha. He asked him, Heinle Nesati Zizora, Vayotzes Achutza, Vayyema, Habet Nashemayim Asfar Kechavim, Vayyema Loi Koyezer Acha. So, the word Tzei over here is Tzei Mitzdek Nina Shalcha. So it's not clear he wasn't even a Zohar anymore. He was not telling that anymore. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu included in his psura that he's going to have children, he told him the first thing is Tzei Mitzdek Ninus, Mashma, that itself was a Ma'akiv. Shereisa v'zol l'shem chosid lamid ben, Avram ein lo ben, avol Avram yesh le ben. So the real, really in a certain sense, it's not a stereotype, it's like this. He's not saying you're wrong, the stars are wrong. He's saying I've got a trick how to work around the stars. Akash Baruch Hu told Avram, you're too much taller in Avodah Zarah in the Kochav Mazolas. It's not true. Mazolas are sheker. He's not saying that. He's just saying, you know, you're right about the Mazolas, but we've got a bigger trick so we can get around the Mazolas. Where is there any type of hafgoa from Avodah Zarah? It's a chachma. If you're smart Avodah Zarah, you get around Avodah Zarah. Avram then asked Bama Eida Kiroshena. And Chazal and Shayim talk about it. So he tells him, take a carbon. And then he says, Oimel Avram, Yodoya Teida. You will know. Now, the Lashon that he's telling him is almost countering the Lashon that he said. He asked, Bama Eida, how do I know? And he told him, Yodoya Teida, Kazachan, and so on and so forth. So besides, he's telling him, on Asid, a Lashon Asid, on a Shaila that was Ava. He said, Rabbi Shalom, what can you give me now that will assure me, give me an Ois, a Simin, a Schus, however you learn the Ma'eda, so that I know that Eretz Yisrael does belong to me, or will permanently stay mine, or the Chet won't be Gorim. His answer is, take a carbon, and Yadoa Teda, you are going to know about it. L'churi, that's not, I mean, I, at some point it'll happen, but you know what I want to know is, I mean, all those Goliaths came afterwards. What I want to know is, how do I know now that it's going to happen? You find one more place very similar to it. It says by Moshe Rabbeinu, he asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu an ois, and he asked him about a shlichus, and he asked him also. That how do I, in a certain sense, he asked, how do I know it's going to happen? So he told him that, you know, Shlach Miyad Tishlach, and so on. And he said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him that Vizelecha Ois. So Rashi says he answered Al Rishon Rishon Hashem and Sheni, and he said Vizelecha Ois that Bitzeis Mitzrayim Tachas Harazay Yavdun Alakim, that when they leave Mitzrayim, they're going to be Oyver Hashem Ar Sinai. I mean, what do you mean Vizelecha Ois? His problem was that he needed to know, to have something now, either as proof for them, as proof for himself, or whatever it is. I mean, that's really what he needed to have he needed to have some sort of raya to himself or to people that he's the one that's going to take him out. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you know what the raya is going to be? When you get to Har Sinai and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Nech Hashem Elokecha, and so on, and everybody's going to be Mekabel Shalim, you'll know that you're the Shliach and that you're going to take them out, and so on and so forth. Well, fine. I mean, but that's quite late in the game. I mean, we're looking for credentials. He's asking him beforehand, how do we have credentials that we're going to go there? And he tells him that later on, when you accomplish it, those will be your credentials. So we're touching upon an Inyan Amuk Mo'ed in the Torah here, and it reflects in the change that's happening from the Brias HaOlam until now. The nekuda of change that's going to be happening now is very much anchored in this, and let's try to understand it. Going back to the beginning again, just Breishis Bara Elokim. So Rashi says that it's the Mikra Zayim Darsheni. Breishis was Bishvil Yisrael Shnikra Reishis, Bishvil Truma, Bishvil Torah, Bishvil this, all sorts of things. What was Rashi bothered by? Was Rashi answering? It's very strange. It's a very strange drasha. Bishul Trumash Nikareishis, Bishul Yisrael that's Nikareishis. I mean, it's you're talking about a very, very fundamental. You talk about the first word in the Torah, the word Breishis. So he says, it doesn't, in pshat, it doesn't ring well. Obviously, it's talking about the drush. So breish is the right, the ikar way to learn breish bar lakim is for truma, that's called reishis. I mean, that's the pshat in it. You know, how do we understand what's Rashi telling us? Where's it coming from? So let's understand on the Kudi Yisaitis, a very Kudi Yisaitis. In Mahalach of Teva, or better said, in every chelik of the Bria, there is a Siba and a Mesayviv. There's a cause and there's effect. That is the basic tefis of anything in the Bria. There is, however, a big precious drachim in this concept of cause and effect in the world of Teva or in the world of Torah, not Teva, above Teva, however you want to call it. In the world of Teva, the only thing that really is emes is the Avar. The Avar is the truth, is the Metzias, should I say, and everything that comes from it unfolds from the Avar. So if I put two chemicals together, then al pi derech ha-teva, I can tell you exactly what's going to happen, how they'll react when they mix, how long they'll stay mixed, when will it start to decompose, when will there be changes in the colors, when will there be changes in this. Every single prat is written in at the beginning. That's the Olam HaTeva. So what's there for sure is the beginning point. Tell me what's here, and I'll tell you what's going to be. That is Teva in its purest, tivistic self. That the past is the emes, the present and the future are simply an unfolding of that which was there already. That's the Mahalchei Teva. When we understand the world as having a Kadosh Baruch Hu that made it, so the Havana of that Inyan flips around Minakotza Lakotza. The concept of Siva Mesayvev, the concept of cause and effect certainly exists. The whole Vehoyim Shemaya is cause and effect. But it flips around Minakotza Lakotza. From where everything came, we don't know. The Malefonim is not something that is open to us. What was there before the world came into being is not something we know. How did it come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? We don't know. Why did it come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? In terms of what prompted HaKadosh Baruch Hu is something that's unknowable. All of those don't have any meaning and don't have any what we do know is, to what purpose did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create the world? What's the tachlis of the world? In other words, the future of the world is what's for sure. The future of the Bria is there should be a world of schar, of people having earned schar, and so on and so forth. And everything that's happening can be unfolded backwards from that mahalach. So we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants a world that's called a toiv, and in order to have a world that's called a toiv, you need people that had bechira and they chose and it became theirs because that's the ultimate toiv, and so on and so forth. So we have two tfises in the world. In the world of Teva, the Avar is the Vadai, and everything else is just a hemshech of the Avar. In the world of Torah, which means HaKadosh Baruch Hu putting down the world with a tachlis. The tachlis is vadai, and we have bechira how to get there. The uncertainty is how we're going to get to that point, but everything is headed towards that point. That's the big ischalkus in the tfis of Siba Mesayvev before Torah and after Torah. In the alpayim that the world was toihu, the kalal is, why is it called toihu? It's you know, 2,000 years the world was toihu, and then it was Torah. It should say it was bad, it was choil, teva. I mean, the contrast between Torah and toihu bedafka is not, it doesn't have any clear contrast. The teretz is toihu means something that has no tzura to it, something that doesn't have. It says Rashi learns toihu means empty. Empty means that you have a kli with no purpose. Toihu v'avoid, Rashi learns, it says it was empty, and empty to a degree that it's astonishing. When something is empty means we have a thing, but it has no tachlis to it. There's a kli, I walk into the house, it's full of kalim, and they're empty. So what's the point of having 100 cups if there's nothing, to drink? If there's no liquid, there's nothing to put into the cups. So the world that's empty is called toyu, or if you learn toyu to mean not have a tsura on it. If it doesn't have a tachlis, it has no tsura. If I have if I'm making pottery, so the chelik of the factory has the clay is waiting to be molded into cups. So it's going to get a tsura on it. If it's just a big swamp with a lot of mud, and there's no tachlis here to put kalim in it, to make kalim out of it, there's not going to be, it's all toyu. It's just meaningless. It's a lot of things. A factory is no longer functioning. It's full of clutter. I can't define it in terms of what's coming out of it. There's just a lot of stuff laying around. A factory that's working is building a tzura on things and so on. So the world before Torah. Torah is the tachlis of the world. And that's the Pshat Chazal, the Alpayim Shana before the world, there was Torah. It means the Tachlis came first. So before 2000, the year 2000, the world was still Tayu. It means it had a beginning, but it was meaningless. There was nothing Nizgala in terms of meaning. And from Avram Avinu, it now has a Tachlis, and the world now takes on meaning based on where it's headed to. That's the Pshat and Rashi, Breishis, Berlakim, Bishul, Torah, Shinkar, Reishis, this Reish, that Reishis. Rashi says, the point that Rashi is coming to address is, if the word Reishis is a chronological beginning, it's a Siba Mesevev, a physical, tiviistic Siba Mesevev, from point A to point B, then the word Breishis, even the literal taich, has no meaning. Beginning of what? What came from where? It doesn't have any meaning as such. So Rashi says, the word Reishis here refers to all those things that are first in terms of tachlis. They're first in terms of purpose rather than existence. For instance, Truma is the last thing in the Tevuah. You have to have the whole Kri, and it should be after the Miruach, and it should be finished, and then you take the Truma out of it. So why is Truma called Reishis de Goncha? The Teretz is because it's Reishis in the sense that the whole Digun, all of the Tevuah is made in order to bring this Truma. It's telling me Reishis has the meaning in terms of Tachlis. It's the cause of everything else, even though chronologically it's the end, but it causes everything else there. So Rashi says, when it says Reishis Bara Elokim, it says HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world by imprinting into the world a Reishis, a cause for the world that actually is physically going to be at the end, but that's the reason for it. So Bereishis means for the causes, for those things that are called Reishis. Klal Yisrael is the last thing to develop. After you have all the Umas and the Bnei Noach, Avraham Avinu rises to the top. Truma is the last part to develop. That comes afterwards, and so on. Those are the Reishis and the Bria for which the Bria was made. So the Pasuk starts off saying, Bereishis Elokim means for a purpose was the world created. And that purpose is called the Reishis of everything. Since that's the very sheirish of what of everything that came was leading up to it, that's called the Reishis. So we have a change and a distinction, a whole change in the Mahalach of the Tfisa of the Bria in terms of Sibur Mesoviv and so on, with Avraham Avinu's coming. That's why the Pasuk starts at the point with which Avraham Avinu started going to the future. In other words, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu deliberately, Avraham Avinu is not seen as a product of what he was to start with. This is what he was born with, this is what he was inculcated with, this is what he was told, and that made him become Avraham. Avraham Avinu starts at the point of our Eka, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed him a goal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed him a tachlis, that's when Avraham was born. Just like a ger shenizgaya kekotin shenoylat, Avraham Avinu's mitzias is that he's yoinik from what he's headed to, rather than from where he's coming from. So he told him lech lecha me'atzon atam esavicha. He was already physically not there, but he told him divorce your mitzias from what was, and be yoinik from aretz asher eka. In other words, you're going to be now the product. If you want to know Avraham Avinu's biography, when I want to know somebody's biography, there's Adam Choshev, and I want to know facts about him. So why do I really care where he lived, what yeshiva he went to, chveis, and so on? Well, what am I interested in? The teretz is, I see an Adam Gadol, and I'd like to know how he became what he became. That's really, in a certain sense, an intelligent biography, is to see there's a certain nekuda. I'm not interested in other people's biography. I'm not interested in Haskell and Beryl and Zorach's biography because they don't interest me. So the biography doesn't interest me. The Adam Choshev that I want to read about, or even Fakert, when you're interested in reading about a big Russia, you want to understand how it came that way. So by looking at his background, where he came from, his environment, his education, society, his parents, his conditions growing up, it gives you some tfisa and understanding of what will be. The by Avraham Avinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, he's given the Torah, Avraham Avinu is not the product of where he came from. Avraham Avinu is the product of where he was headed to. The Torah starts, how does Avraham Avinu start? Avraham Avinu is born the day when his Metzias is El Ha'aretz Asher Eka. That's it. And that's what he told him, Lech Lecha, I'm making a change in you. Who you are at this point stops being the product of Ma'atcha Malatcha Be'savicha, and at this point it starts becoming the future. I once heard, and I've seen it as far since then, Mitchila Vesein Avda Vezara, Vachshol Shekina Mokum, and so on. So, what do you mean Mitchila Vesein Avda Vezara? Terach was always there. The Terach says, no. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu, at Lech Lecha, Terach remained the biological father of Avraham, but no longer, nothing in Avraham is the result of Terach's Chinuch, Hashpa, Metzius, or whatsoever. They are no longer Avosenu. Avosenu starts with Avraham. So the era of Avraham and Klal Yisrael changed the basic pillar in the world of Siba Mesoviv, cause and effect, what's going, where's going, so on. More than that, it became possible to live off the future, to borrow against the future, rather than just to spend the past. By Moshe Rabbeinu, we asked, what schus does Klal Yisrael have to go out? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them, Mizelecha Ois, that on this har, the Rashi says, there's a big osit. There's an osit coming over here that they're going to be oivit. So, but how do you borrow against that osit? The Teretz says, there was the mahalach of Klal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, the schus is that they are going to head to that to Har Sinai and be over Hashem on the har. That becomes I can borrow against that osid because the mahaloch of Klal Yisrael is that they come from the asidus. That was also the shakar v'tayav HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Avraham Avinu. when he told him Bamo Eda, Kadosh Baruch Hu told, he asked for a guarantee now. The typical guarantee works also with Avar. I want to know for sure that you're going to repay the loan. Give me your car collateral, and I have your car. So now I know that you'll repay me the loan. If not, I have it, actually. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, that's called itzdagninus. The problem, you're living still, your metzias today is a result of that which was. The itzdagninus was right. The mazolos are not wrong. They're not sheker. Mazolos are right. And the mazolos dictated that he doesn't have children. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, no, your mazolos are... The mazolos are not kaveya by Avram, because since you will be in Avram, your unique is from Avram, not from Avram. If a person, let's understand it with the umkoi. If a person is always a product of his past, then the changing of Avram to Avram is also a hemshech of Avram. Avram developed into Avram. I say this person had it in him to become a tzaddik at the age of 20. So that was already part of his genes. That was part of his metzias. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, no. Avraham is not coming from Avram. It's the other way around. Avram is giving life to Avram. And that's why he told him, same mitzagdinus. He asked him a ma'eda. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, in the mahalach that you're going now, it's going to be yodoya teida. It's always the idea will be in the future. It's never a idea from the past, because you're not yoinik from the past. What you have and what you are doesn't come from the past. It comes from the future. It's interesting, you find in halacha, we're going to actually learn it in the Gemara a little bit now. There's a halachic concept that it's hard really, really to be oimid on it. I mean, it's a din. But logically, we have a hard time with it. And that's called Gitav Yerub Moikechas, or, as we'll see it in Baba Kama, the Shinir Rishus and the Kinyan will come Vasachas. And it's something, you know, for us, that's an impossibility. You can't lift yourself up from your bootstraps. You can't start from the future and you know, you can't say, well, if it'll be a get, it'll be mine, and therefore it's a get. It's wrong. In Mahalchim of this world, that's wrong. In the Mahalchim of... In the Mahalchim of Torah, there is such a Mahalach. It's possible that since with this get, you're going to have a Bailus on the Sada, the Bailus of the Sada can start now for the purpose of the get. Since the Shinir Rishus is going to make it yours, you can make a Shinir Rishus. I'm not making it easy to understand, because our minds still think in terms of Over and as being the Seba for the Asid. We don't have another Mahalach. But at least we understand where it belongs to. Where this Mahalach belongs to, that it's coming from things that is will be, and we're yearning from that before. Avraham Avinu was Miyasid this Nikud in the Bria. It says, Shuv Shuv Ashulamis, V'nechzebach. It says, Bas Nodiv, Mayofis B'nalayach, so it says, Bas Avraham Avinu shenodav libo lizgaya, and it says Avraham Avinu is avi of all the gerim. It's almost paladic a thing. It cuts the same paradox. Avraham Avinu himself is, for all practical purposes, fatherless. Every ger that comes is coming from nowhere, in a certain sense. He's striving for something, and Avraham Avinu becomes the Av HaMoin Goyim. In other words, the concept of Avhus, if somebody is an inspiration for someone, that somebody moves towards that, then he becomes the Sib of that person. And again, I can say Avisenu and so on. It's a halacha that it became the Av of the Goyim, because Avraham Avinu can be can come from nowhere. Therefore, it becomes an Avhus for everything that will come. That's the metzias that Avraham Avinu put into the Bria. So I want to I guess to bring it into our world, it's sort of the aside, there is no such thing in the Bria as Yesh Me'ayin. Yesh Me'ayin doesn't mean anything. Everything has to be Yesh Me'yesh. But the paradox is, if it's Yesh Me'yesh, then you have everything that you had before. The paradox of Bechira and so on, is it's a manifshach. Is it new? How could it be? Is it old? Then you don't have anything new. It's just simply a rehashing what was there before in a different surah, like something that's decomposing. If you take a piece of food and it sits and decomposes in different stages, a little chiddush here. It was already inherent in the food and so on. By Sarah, it says that by Hagar, the Malach asked her. She ran away from Avram, and he asked her, Me'ezeh bos, I think the Lashon is, ve'ona telchi. Where are you coming from, and where are you going to? So Hagar said, sorry, gevirta nechberachas. The Malach asked her, a person is going for one of two reasons. Either he's going from somewhere, or he's going to somewhere. And the answer to that was, Hagar said, no, I go as a result of where I came from. Sarah is Ke'ilu, the woman that was not Shayach to Avram. The split between Sarah and Avram happened at this point, that it was Ke'ilu. Hagar lived with what was. This is where I am. I was kicked out of there, or life became unbearable, so I'm now here. There wasn't a thing to strive for. It's the word ona, it's the word aleph nun, in Lashon Kodesh, is an extraordinary word. It means the source, me'ayin basa, and it means the purpose, ona telechi. The hay of, so the la'an is onatelechi. The hay of the aleph nun is very similar to the nekeva hay. We spoke about it recently, that every time something needed a lamet in the beginning, it got a hay in the end. And we explained that the lam in the beginning is a simple spatial designation. Where am I going to? I'm traveling to Philadelphia. I don't say I'm striving to go to Philadelphia. The lamed is simply a designation where to, if it's something that I'm striving for, I'm headed towards there. This is my destination. This is where I want to go to. So that's why Isha is with a hey, because it's her striving is towards the ish and so on. The letter that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into Avram when he made that change was Avraham. You know, it's Avram. The core became the hay of being shoev to someplace. He's going to someplace. Ona telchi. We're towards. The Avram Avinu lives not only. Avram Avinu is coming from no place, and he's going ala oretz asher eka. And Klali and Hagar is going no place, but she's coming from somewhere. That's the big difference between the two. The core value, I guess, if we're to put down what is the aleph base of being a ben aliyah. So he does this, he does this, he does that, and other things. He does what he's told. He's careful about this, careful about that. No, those none of that is bechlau marks a ben aliyah. The ben aliyah starts. The first thing is: does he have aspirations? Does he have? What is he living off? He's living off. You see it in a child. A child's development children start off as being really products of their parents. What they're told, the environment they're placed in, whatever they had, that's who they are. That's a child. At some point, there's a breakaway, and the person goes through an age where the most active part of his personality is the part looking for ideologies, for purpose, for a dream, for aspiration. That becomes the most dominant part of it. Because that shift is the possibility to move from an olam of teva to an olam of Torah. Torah is against teva, not just doing, not the mitzvahs. Torah is that the perspective of the world is what's the purpose of the world rather than the development. Evolution is teva at its nth degree. It's all about what was, and what will be is simply what was. That's all it is. And Torah is the exact opposite. It's all about what will be, because everything that was is only there in order that there will be. When a person makes, if a person decides to be good, to do good, but he's doing good and deciding to be good is simply following instructions, following what it says, following what he knows you ought to do, all of those, the person is still belongs to the world of teva. He still belongs to the world of misorah gvirta nechibarachas. I am a reaction to that which I was yelled at to do this, I was told of consequences, I was given encouragement, I was spoken to, b'chulu, 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 b'chulu. All of those are simply, the person is mitzias as a result of what was. Avram Avinu is somebody who changed that. A Ben Aliyah is somebody who the first thing is, he has an Eretz Asher Echo. This is the tzura of a person. I'm not talking about a she'ifa, finish this mesechta, that mesechta, the other mesechta. We're talking about a much deeper nekuda. We're talking about a she'ifa of being a person, of being a somebody that is striving for something. Is the word striving relate to a person? That changes the difference. It says, Mayofu pamayach ben olim bas nodiv, bas bita shal avrom avinu shenoda v'liba lizgaya. When a person walks, walking is the clutziest action of a person because it's an autopilot. It's habitual. Hergel and raglayim, habit is called regel. That's, you know, we do it out of habit and so on. Walking is not, there's nothing beautiful about it. When a person, it says the Moshe vayises raglov, when a person becomes excited about going somewhere, when a person has a place to go to, a dream that he's headed for, then his feet also pick up. By Yisus Raglov, they become infused with the spirit. Mayofa Pamayach Ban Olam is said either about when they went for the regolim, they used to go up to Yerushalayim for the regolim, or and San Avraham Avinu, Stasha for both. The walking, instead of being the product of, you know, this the result of what I am, walking became the vehicle to get to the place I want to get to. And in Gilman Regolim was like that. The Klal Yisrael, they were, you know, people had their farms and their businesses and everything like that, and they dropped it because they were drawn to the Beis HaMikdash. They went to a Makom Asher Eka, El Aretz Asher Eka. That's a beauty, that expresses a Yofi in the walking. And Avram Avinu is Klolius. Avram Avinu was the first one that broke that spiral. He made that radical change in the world and moved from being a product of what was his background, his parents, his society, his friends, and his mitzias started being yonik from that which he started to aspire to and that which he was going towards.